Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski and this is
Janelle Yuzinski.
And we are going to share with you how we can respond to the faith and moral crisis that we see happening within the Catholic Church. So let's start by saying, you know, who are we, first of all? And so we have had the privilege, Janelle, and I have been doing ministry full-time within the Catholic Church for 20 years in all a variety of different ways. And we got married in 2009. I'm glad I got that right. And since then, we've had a family. And we have 5 children. Our oldest is 8. Our youngest is 8 months as the recording of this video is happening. And now we see this craziness exploding around us regarding the sexual abuse crisis within the Catholic Church, just real decrease of morality within society and even within the church, unclear teaching. And it bothers us. Mm-hmm. And we know that it bothers other people. And we were thinking, like what can we do to respond to what we see? Because sometimes we just feel helpless. Mm-hmm. We just want to do something. And so we have a great, we hope, and a Holy Spirit-inspired idea that we would like to invite you into. But we'd like to share with you your backstory first.
Sure. So about a couple months ago, Ken and I, we were leading an online group to pray the rosary for the month of October. So every single day, people were praying the rosary. At the very end, we committed to the group that we were going to start a little event in our home where we would invite different families to come and join and pray the rosary. This is something that both Ken and I have grown up with, praying the rosary as a family. And the reason why we were doing this?
Yeah, well, there was 3 reasons that kind of stood out to us. Number one, for reparation for sin. Our own personal sin, but also the sin of the entire world. And taking a little bit of that teaching that came from the apparitions of Fatima, Mary appearing to children and asking these children to pray for reparation for poor sinners. And I always think, well, children can do it, why can't we do it? So that was the first thing, reparation for our own sin and the sin of the entire world. Number two, peace in our home, because we need peace in our home, but also peace in the world. And number three, that God would raise up saints in our midst, because holy people and holy people alone can transform humanity, in the words of JP2. So we told this group online that we're going to do this, that we were going to invite people into our home to pray the rosary for these 3 intentions. However,
we didn't start right away. Yes. And then basically it was like January and we're like, we need to start this. So we just made a list of a few different families to invite. And, you know, there's a little bit of fear when you start inviting people into your home. You don't know if anybody's going to respond, if anybody's going to show up. If people are even interested in this, maybe they feel like the rosary is irrelevant or, you know, they don't see the purpose in it.
Or they don't see the crisis. They don't see the need to pray for reparation for sin. Like, maybe we're the only ones. Like, maybe we're weird in this.
But yet, you know, we really felt that, like, that God was calling us to do something. And at the same time, we were also longing for Catholic community. Mm-hmm. And I remember someone once telling me, if you feel like you don't have community, start community. And the only way that you can do that is by inviting people into your home or to do something with you, with faith as a foundation. So we just invited these families, and whether one family came or 3 families came or no families came, we knew that we would still do this. We would still pray the rosary for these 3 specific intentions.
The format of it was, we're going to have a meal, potluck meal, say the rosary, everyone out of our house by 8 o'clock p.m. so we can put our kids to bed. And the first time we did this, our house was pretty full. I was surprised.
Right.
And it was a beautiful gathering of families of like mind who also were frustrated with the same things that we were seeing within the church and the greater world, and wanted just to raise their families, their young families, in the faith. And so we had the beads in our hands. Some were on our knees, and we just prayed for these 3 intentions. And we thought, well, why not do it again? So we did it again, and we sent out the word, and more people ended up coming to our house. And we really feel something beautiful is happening, that the Holy Spirit is starting something, and that we want to invite you into it as well.
So we are committed to doing this event in our home every single month.
We're not inviting you into our home every single month. But what we are now inviting people to do is to go run with the same idea that we're doing. And we're calling it actually Worldwide Family Rosary. And it's going to be a website, worldwidefamilyrosary.com. We're going to have some information up there. And what we're going to invite you to do is, if you want to pray for those three intentions as well, reparation for sin, peace in the home, and that God would raise up saints in your midst, we're going to ask you, well, join us. Do it in your home. Call up at least one other family who doesn't live in your home to join you and to pray with these three intentions. You can have that meal if you want to, or not, or you just want to pray the rosary, that's fine. But we find that the meal is a great way to create friendship, to create Catholic culture, mm-hmm. and it's been a great blessing because we got to know people this way.
And it's not necessarily just for families. It can be for, yes. you know, widowers, single people. It can be for people of all ages.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to invite you to register. Email us and let us know who you are, how many people have said the rosary with you when you met to pray for these three intentions, and when. So those these three things, your name, how many people joined you to say that rosary, and when you did that. And the reason why we want to know how many rosaries is because we want to keep a tally of how many people are actually praying for these three intentions, and then we want to post it on that website to continue a running tally so that people are encouraged. Because we'll feel a part of something greater than ourselves, but then we'll be able to report to our pastors and to our bishops and to our cardinals and say, look, the laity are rising up to do something proactive regarding the moral crisis within the church. Because I think we can be sometimes hard on the leadership of the church, and I think we have a right now to be a little bit disappointed and critical. But a lot of bishops out there, I think, are very lonely. I think they feel abandoned. I feel they don't know how to respond. And I think pastors are in the same place. They don't know how to respond. They don't know what to say. They feel like their hands are tied. And I think if we, the laity, joined around Our Lady and said, we're praying for reparation for sin, we're praying that God would do something greater in our midst, I think that if they see this, they'll be greatly encouraged. And so we can do something great in the midst of great crisis. And we'd love for you mm-hmm. to join us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say.
So in closing, I guess we're going to send this invitation to you. We don't know how many people are going to respond, but just send us that email if you'd like to join us and let us know when. And if this does move your heart, then share this video and then comment below, because we'd like to do something great for God.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Bye.